Hey everybody, it is time. It is time to hop on a plane, a train, a boat, a goat, a bike, a car, and find your way upstate New York to a little town outside of Phoenicia. I don't know what the town's called actually, but the place that we're going to be in is called Menla, and it is a gorgeous, epic retreat center in the middle of the forest in the Catskill Mountains with a spa and organic vegetarian food with lots of beans and yoga in the morning and a swimming pool and a swimming hole and trails. And yes, it is an HLN retreat. It is a 5-day retreat from Wednesday, June 12th to Sunday, June 16th. It is the biggest retreat we've ever put on, and the entire team is going to be there. They are all flying from different corners of the country to come together to hold you in the healing magic that is Somatics. We will be teaching you how to belong without having to fit in, how to find safety inside of yourself and share that with others, how to receive witnessing, how to feel for your boundaries instead of fawning. We are going to cover so much, and you're going to be doing it in the most ideal setting of being fed, of being loved, of resting, of enjoying the forest and nature, and being with us and 60 other bodies. So please go to the website, holisticlifenavigation.com, and click on events, and you'll find it there. Wednesday, June 12th to Sunday, June 16th. All the info as well can be found directly through the link in this episode details. I am just so thrilled for this, and I can't wait to see some of you in person. Welcome to the Holistic Life Navigation Podcast, where we discuss every aspect of life through the lens of somatic psychology, nutrition, and self-inquiry. My name is Luis Mojica, and I'm a somatic educator who teaches people how to find safety inside themselves so they can better navigate this strange and sensational human experience. Your time to learn begins now.
Hi, everyone. My name is Evan, and I am the podcast editor, admin assistant, and sound healing practitioner here at Holistic Life Navigation. I wanted to introduce today's episode, which is a replay of the April 25th Somatic Drop-In. Luis offers a donation-only Somatic Drop-In bi-monthly, so it's a great way to join in and get immersed in the work. To register, go to holisticlifenavigation.com and click on events. Enjoy.
Welcome, everybody. Let's take a moment to settle in. I'm going to see who's here, look at the faces as they emerge on the screen. And just while you settle in, just really taking a moment to feel what you're settling into, what you notice in your body. I'm just going to see who's here. I see so many faces I don't know. That's pretty cool. I see some that I do know. That's really cool too. And even reorienting yourself to the space if you want to. Like look through the faces. See what it feels like. Or notice the boundary of not looking at them or having your camera off and how that feels, or having it on, how that feels. Just taking your time to feel into all of it. And I just want to orient you to my team for a moment. So I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves. So first of all, I'm Luis Mojica. I think most of you probably know who I am, but if you don't, I'm the founder of Holistic Life Navigation, and I'm a somatic educator and nutritionist, amongst a lot of other things. Marika, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Marika. I'm an assistant to Luis, and also I do kind of everything you don't see behind the scenes. So I'm glad to be here. Thanks for coming.
And Evan.
Hi, everyone. My name is Evan. I'm the admin assistant here. I can also help with tech support problems if they ever come up. So if you ever shoot an email to the info at address, that'll be me.
And in this session, I'm going to orient us to Marika because Evan has to hop off to do another session that we're doing simultaneously for a different group. So Marika is going to be the point of contact in this session, meaning if something comes up in a DM and I ask for people to send things in DMs, because we do that sometimes to have anonymous check-ins, Marika is the one you would send that to. And when you raise your hands, when it's time for sharing, she'll be calling on people as well. So let's first just notice what it's like to feel into our bodies. Let's start there and then we'll kind of unfurl from that place. When I invite you to settle in, when I say like, notice what you're feeling, it doesn't mean get settled like we think get settled means, like relax. It just means notice what's there. And not the concept of what's there or the story of what's there, but what's actually there. What sensations right now live inside of you? And just pause and notice. And notice the relinquishing of any burden or responsibility to fix it or understand it or heal it. We're just kind of starting by identifying it. Like, oh, there's tension in my shoulder. Oh, there's pleasure in my belly. Oh, there's breath. There's breath in my lungs. Just noticing the physical body. And for a lot of us, this might be the first time all day we've even been asked to feel into our body. So you really take your time and see what is it you're feeling into. Just noticing that. And really start noticing the difference between places that are kind of dense, where there's tension, where there's pressure, even discomfort. Notice those places, and then notice places that are expansive, that are comfortable, that are pleasurable, that feel open. Just to notice that there's differences inside of you. You're not all one thing. There's so many different things happening inside. And just to give yourself a moment to feel that and catch up to that. And one of my favorite practices is called pendulation, where we just go in between those two. So you feel into one place that's kind of tense and uncomfortable. Then you find one that is comfortable, that's less tense. And you just go between the two. Just breathe and spend a couple seconds in one and a couple seconds in another. And it's just this way to start creating a conversation in these seemingly opposing parts. And what's really cool is you just kind of witness what happens as you do that. What do you feel? What do you notice? Do you feel like you access more of your body? Do you feel more emotions rising up? Do you feel more discomfort? Do you feel less discomfort? Just kind of seeing what the body does. There's no right or wrong expression here. You're just kind of noticing, how does it feel when my body connects in this way to different parts of itself? Then taking in your room a little bit, using your eyes to really look around, not the computer yet, but just the room that you're in or the space you're in, and really seeing how your body responds to it. What parts do you like, and what tells you in your body you like them? What's the temperature like? How's the lighting? What does it smell like? Just letting all your senses come online. And again, seeing, is there more of me? Do I feel more of me? Can I feel the chair I'm on? Can I feel pressure on my back if something's supporting me? If I can feel the temperature on my skin, how much more of my skin can I access? When we get overwhelmed, our bodies start dissociating. We lose parts of our bodies. We lose sensation. We lose awareness. We lose the ability to feel. And it's a really sophisticated, actually benevolent mechanism. Because when a situation happens, it's really traumatizing and overwhelming, and we can't process it, our body just shuts it down, packages it up, turns off sensation, and gives us a break from it, which is really great if it's temporary. What tends to happen in modern culture is it becomes a way of life, distracting, dissociating, numbing, instead of a temporary strategy just to get through a tough situation and then go in and find the thing and relate to it. We just stay dissociated, and it's not our fault. It's automatic. And we don't really know a lot of other ways. So part of this somatic drop-in and all of them that we do every other month is really to teach you how to start feeling into your body, introduce some somatic practices and techniques to you, and just start normalizing the experience of having a body. And when you get to do that in real time with people from all over the world, it starts to get really nice and gooey and a little easier and a little more playful, because you're not all alone thinking there's something wrong with you. It's like, there's nothing wrong with you. Your body's responding perfectly to lifetimes of stress. Okay. So the first thing I love to do is presence intentions. And what that means is just to look at the bottom of your screen, you'll see a little reactions button. You'll see a raise hand. You can click the reactions button, click raise hand. And we're just going to spend 5 minutes or so just gathering intentions. Now, this is being recorded. I do share it on different platforms. So just know, if you speak, your face will be recorded. If you don't want your face to be recorded, you can turn your camera off. And if you don't want any part of you to be recorded, you can just write to Marika and she'll share anonymously. I'll take care of the hands this time, Marika, because you'll be getting a lot in the DMs. And just know that I'm going to be really strict with timing so I can hear from as many of you as possible. So as you're feeling into your body with your hand up, just notice what, when I say intention, like, what do you want to learn? Or what are you bringing here that you're interested in? I want to hear something about that. And really make it short, like 30 seconds or less. And if it goes over, I'm just going to say time. Okay? So let's begin with Michelle Goldstein. Oh, hold on. I have to make it so you can unmute. Go ahead, Michelle.
Hi, I am here to ideally feel more comfortable in my body and be more natural in my responses to life, as opposed to reacting from a space of past trauma.
Beautiful. Thank you. Carrie Summers. You have to unmute.
I'm here because I've had a lot of childhood trauma and violence in my life. And I'm a feeler. And so I recognize my body's on fight and flight constantly. And I want to learn how to process that so I could live calmer.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Yes. Elizabeth Fortune.
Well, I'm really nervous talking. I'm here just to learn more about somatics. I'm a pretty analytical person. So I kind of have learned that I need to feel something to really understand it. And somatics, the word itself, has sort of had me tripped up for a while. So obviously, I also want to feel more in my body, which I probably really never have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you sharing, even though it was scary. You did great. Thank you. River R.
Hello, everyone. I've also had a history filled with a lot of trauma and violence. And I'm coming to the awareness that not only do I have trouble being in my body, I also have trouble feeling my emotions or understanding them. And I'm here to sit with that. Thank you.
Beautiful, River. Thank you. Arthur.
Hi. I'm also nervous to talk. I've got, I was sexually molested by my grandfather when I was little, and my hips are very tense and fearful, and I disassociate, and I can't hold myself there. So I'm interested in learning how to develop my somatic experiencing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your vulnerability and just showing us what that looks like. I appreciate that, my friend. Who do I have next? Miranda.
Hi, thanks so much for this, Luis, as well. I want to feel comfortable with actually feeling the feelings that are kind of running on repeat in the background all the time throughout my life. I want to actually feel them rather than going to my head all the time. And I want to learn how to do that safely so that I can teach others as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I respect that. Thank you. You're so welcome. So welcome. Nina.
I'm in freeze response, I feel. And I can't seem to get this feeling in my stomach to go away. I think it's related to emotions, where it feels like a lot of loneliness that comes up for me, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to move that through my body. I know there's a lot of trauma from my childhood, and it's a lot of grief I'm going through right now. So I'm trying to shift that so I can feel more comfortable in my body and not always feel that loneliness, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank you for that. Ismail.
Hi. I'm really excited that I raised my hand. As everybody said, they were nervous to share. So thank you all for sharing those emotions. And I'm really here to try and get more comfortable recognizing my feelings and emotions without judging them. And then in general, due to some trauma, reducing hypervigilance and hyperreactivity, just feeling more comfortable dealing with stimuli that come into, you know, my world.
Beautiful. Thank you. Okay, I'm doing three more. Next I have here is it Rukyung? Rukyung?
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome.
I have a couple of things. I live with I live with chronic pain, specifically in my left hip, and I've been fighting my body for quite some time. And so I would love to practice relating to my body and observing what comes up for me. I have a tendency to like ignore my body oftentimes. And something else, as you walked us through the introduction, I felt a lot of tension in my body. Again, so like when I'm ignoring my body, I realize, I don't realize how tense I am all the time. And then lastly, I wonder if they're all sort of connected. I'm living with long COVID, and so my breathing has changed in the last year or two. And so I find breathing to be really difficult, actually. I have to actually remember to breathe deeply. Otherwise, I'm sort of breathing shallow all the time. And so a lot of different things
are right at time with that, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to grab one more person and close my eyes and point. Maya.
Hey. Excuse me. I appreciate all the really vulnerable shares. I'm bringing curiosity and openness. I've been facilitating somatic releasing and embodiment practices. And so I'm just open to learning more and just deepening more intimacy within myself and reaching places where maybe I'm still holding. So thank you.
Thank you. So let's just pause and just notice these. Notice them in your own body. Notice them if you were able to share them. If you have your hand up, please lower it. If you can't find it, we'll do it for you. So let's just feel in. These are great intentions. They're beautiful. And I wrote a bunch of things down that were coming up so I can kind of get a map of what I wanted to introduce to all of us. I wanted to start actually with what Rukyung shared around relating to the body and ignoring the body. Let's start with this concept and actually somatic understanding what it means to relate to the body. Because cognitively that can look like one thing. The simplest way to understand this relationship to body is first to understand the philosophy behind I'm not my body. We start there. If I think I'm my body, there's nothing to relate to, right? I'm in it. If I realize I inhabit a body, I am with a body, I am around a body, you know, I'm part of this body, but I'm not the body, then this relationship emerges. There's me, I, you know, the conscious mind, the consciousness that we call I or self, spirit, whatever you attach to with that, those words. And then there's body. And these two get to have a partnership. They get to speak to each other. They get to live together. The one thing we're going to develop in this session together is the felt sense of the witness, which is how do I witness the states I'm in instead of becoming them? And it's going to be really very helpful. We'll get there in a moment. But when we hear these intentions around relating to body, like I said, first we understand there's spirit or me, and then there's body. Okay, now how do I relate? Well, we relate through sensation, because sensation is the body's language. The mind, the brain, the cognitive function works from language, like words. The body communicates through sensation and physical tactile expressions. So when you feel anxiety coming up in your chest, there's a story to that. It's not just anxiety. There's an image to that. There's a history to that. There's an emotion to that. There's so much information to the sensation that we call anxiety. When you feel joy, there's so much information in that. When you feel grief or angst or hunger or irritation, all these sensations have information behind them. And when they start unfurling, coming up, you know, to get some air from the deep seas of our body, we get this opportunity to relate to them. So the sensation emerges, and then I get to pause and see it and feel it and be with it. And in that, an alchemy occurs. So those of you that might be familiar with somatic terms, we hear co-regulation a lot. And we see that as finding safety between one body and another body. It's usually human-centric, but co-regulation can be with anybody. It can be with rocks, it can be with creeks, it can be with land, it can be with animals, trees, food, anything that's alive can be a co-regulating relationship. Now, what's pretty fascinating is self-regulation is when you find safety in yourself. And that actually comes from a co-regulation between this conscious witness and this animal body. So when that sensation comes up to meet me and I meet it and I hold space for it, something starts to shift inside of me. I start self-regulating, which again is my witnesser co-regulates with the sensations coming up. An inner relationship emerges. And as esoteric as this sounds, it's extremely biological and practical, because when we're in a trauma response and we're in a stress response and we feel that angst and anxiety, the biology of that is adrenaline. And adrenaline constricts the blood vessels to build pressure up our body, because it's a propellant. It's supposed to propel us out of a dangerous situation into survival. That's the purpose of a trauma response. So it's not event-based like we think, like we say, the trauma that happened. No, the trauma is inside you. It's not outside of you. It's a response to what's outside of you. But the outside isn't the trauma itself, it's the stimulus. So in that traumatic experience, this propellant emerges, rushes your blood up, your blood pressure, creates inflammation, lowers your, makes your breathing really, really shallow. It might be rapid, but it's really shallow. Your blood oxygen drops because of that. You can't digest as well. Your muscles tighten, your shoulders lift up. This whole somatic biological experience happens in seconds when you're adrenalized. So when those emotions, those sensations kind of unpack and start coming up to you, to speak to you, and you pause and you see them, guess what happens? The adrenaline starts to go away, because you meet this place that feels very alone, very isolated, very scared. It's like a part of you that's needing connection. Like the way it feels when you reach out to someone, you get a hug and you feel really soothed, your body starts to feel that way with you. And this isn't a campaign for isolation. This is to learn how to self-relate, so you always have that to fall back on when co-regulating isn't an option. When people in your field might be dangerous or don't have the capacity to hold space for you or don't want to, you have you. And by doing that, you start to transform your body. This charge that propels you day in and day out, especially when you have PTSD, you're in nonstop propelling mode, and it's really exhausting. It creates disease. It really impacts the functioning of your life. When you learn to relate to that charge as a being, not as a problem, but as a part of you that's coming up to speak to you, it starts to alchemize. It starts to shift. The adrenals start to relax. Less adrenaline means slower neurotransmission. So the nervous system starts to relax. You get a little more clarity. Your shoulders start to drop. Your breathing goes deeper. Your blood oxygen increases. You can digest again. It becomes material really quick. It's living magic and alchemy in the body, just through the witnesser holding space with the body as it comes up to speak to you. What's profound is, until this point of learning this and practicing this, if you're like me, I saw all those things as problems. So every time a big sensation emerged in me, or a migraine, or a TMJ, or insomnia, or binge eating, all these things that I was experiencing, high cholesterol, asthma, these were just healthy expressions of a system that was overloaded by charge. I didn't know that. And our medical industry pathologizes this very ancient human experience of trauma. So we see it as a problem and as a deviation from the norm. And that stigmatizes it as a dysfunction or being broken or needing to fix something. There's nothing here to fix, everybody. There's so much here to relate to. And it's very different when you start relating to your body instead of fixing your body. You go from a dominant stance to a relational, curious one. And that's what I'm hoping I can impart with you, onto you today, somatically, that you can feel what I'm talking about. So we're going to start right now. We're just going to dive in. I want everyone who wants to, of course, to, you know, I'm sitting on a chair with like a big headrest. If you have that, great. If you don't, put your chair against a wall. If you want to lay on the floor, lay on the floor. If you want to lay on the couch or bed, lay on a bed. I'm wanting us to have our heads supported so we don't have to hold them up with our necks. Okay. So if it feels better for you sitting up to do that or laying down, totally up to you. I'll give everyone like a minute to get readjusted. And while we're doing this, while we're getting readjusted, it's really great to have a pillow nearby. Not just the one behind your head, but one you can also have on your belly or your chest if needed. We're going to play with that in a moment. So I'm just going to wait for 30 more seconds for people to get ready. And I'm really, really into body sovereignty. So if your body doesn't want to do what I'm offering, don't do it. Just watch. And you'll learn, you'll still learn from watching. But it's pretty cool. Everyone I can see is doing it. It feels good in my body just to see people resting. So even notice that first. Notice there's already this unlearning happening where like I'm in like a seminar, a program, and I'm allowed to just lay down. Like feel how good that is and how there might be a lot of you resisting that. This might be so against the grain of what you have learned in your life about how to show up to an event or a situation, especially publicly. So see what it feels like to lay back, see some of the other beautiful faces and screens of people laying back, and just start feeling that first. Just what it's like to be supported. And taking your time with that. And because this is being recorded, those of you watching this afterwards via replay or listening to it, just following along what I prompt. Okay. So the first thing we want to do as we're laying here, first want to understand what I said cognitively. We're going to practice developing our witness, which means the part of me that observes the sensation instead of being the sensation. Now, to do that, we need to work with sensation that isn't too overwhelming, which means we don't want to conjure up something really traumatizing. We want to start small. So I like to say, think of something today that irritated you mildly, that annoyed you mildly. Not shocked you, not devastated you, just like a mild irritation. Something you saw, something you heard, a bill you have to pay, like anything. It can be as big or small as it seems, as long as it's a mild irritation. And just see where in your body that emerges. Where do you feel the irritation? And wherever it is, put your hand over that place. If you can't reach it, just send your attention or your breath there. And as you do this, we're not doing this to get rid of it. We're doing it to touch it. Very different. We're not trying to soothe it away. We're just touching it and saying, I'm here. So right away, notice there's an it, there's something in you, a presence that you're able to feel, and you're touching it. And then there's you. And notice the difference. There's you witnessing this one place inside of you. And just stay with that for a moment, just to feel the difference between the observation of this place and this place. And you'll start noticing a healthy separation, not a disconnect, but a healthy separation. Oh, I'm not this place. I'm with this place. And see how this place responds to you. What does it do in response to your touch, in response to your attention? You might notice sound wanting to come out of your mouth, depending on where the charge is for you. You might notice movement. You might yawn. You might feel tears come up. You might have a lot of emotion. There's no wrong way to feel. We just want to see what happens when I touch into this part and just let it happen. And if you have a pillow nearby or a stuffy or anything that's really comfy, you can put it over your chest or belly and give it a big hug, and that will give you a little more capacity to stay in your body if it feels like too much. And as you're doing that, notice simultaneously, where is there a place in my body that feels pleasant? We started this in the beginning, but now we're going deeper. Where is there a place that feels good? You might have to conjure it up. You might have to think of something really funny or delicious or someone you love or something you're so excited to do. And feel in your body, where do I feel that? So at this point, one hand is on a place that felt stressed or irritated, and another hand is on a place that feels really nice or open or neutral. Might not be really good, it might just be neutral. And we just want to just identify the difference. Here's a place that has stress. Here's a place that doesn't. Just start with that. And here's the witnesser observing these two spaces. Now, this first part is really enough to blow some of our minds, to think there could be a place in me that feels okay when there's a place in me that doesn't. What tends to happen is the place that doesn't feel okay grabs all of our attention and we lose our entire body. So when you say, I'm anxious, what that really means is there's a certain pressure, maybe in the gut, maybe in the chest, but nowhere else in the body. But the only thing you're able to feel is the pressure in the chest. So you think all of you is anxious and you identify with anxiety. You say, I'm anxious, as if it's who you are, totally. As we do this, we can notice, oh, okay, my hand is over the anxiety in my chest and my hand is over the neutrality in my belly, or the solidity in my legs, or the calmness in my back. And you start noticing there's two different spaces in me, and I can be with both. And if I can be with both, there's an I in that statement. I'm not either of these spaces. They're moving through my body. They're not who I am. I'm not doing that to myself. They're coming up to speak to me. So as you're feeling this, just do some gentle pendulation between these two. Just marinating in the first one, the unpleasant one, where your first hand was. Just for 5 seconds, just to feel the information there sensationally. What does it do as you're with it? And then taking a breath and feeling the other sensation, dipping into the place that feels neutral or pleasurable or gentle or peaceful for 5 seconds. And then going back to the other for 5 seconds. And then going back to the one that's pleasant again. And then just kind of softening within all of them, feeling them both equally, feeling the space in between them both, whatever line you were pendulating over. Just noticing, how much of me can I feel? And what does it feel like? And I would love for you to go to the chat and make sure to write to Marika. If you write to me, I won't get it. And just let her know what's happening in your body as it becomes clear for you. What are you noticing? What's your body doing in response to this? And really remember, there's no wrong response. I just want to collect a bunch so we can see what some of the collective experiences are here. And if you've shared, you wrote, sit back and relax again. If you haven't shared and you don't want to, just stay in wherever you are. Stay in the experience we're creating. And Marika will read them as they come in.
It's unifying and merging altogether. My body feels like it wants to run and not feel. I'm getting very sleepy and my headache is less intense. Softening. The tension melted. I started to get really relaxed. I'm experiencing what feels like a tug of war, like I need to choose one. My heart is beating with more pressure. Pain moved from chest to stomach. Tension release and separation with shame. My throat feels tight and I have a few tears down my face. I always thought the loudest sensation was the right sensation. I feel a buzzing in all of my body. It was probably already there, but now I can sense it. The unpleasant feels warm, feels a warmth to it. And then soft, curious, and distracted.
These are really beautiful shares. A lot of wisdom in these shares. Like the one I heard, buzzing, and I'll say them not the way they were said, but a buzzing I didn't really know. It probably already was there, but I didn't know till now. I want everyone to notice that. Like, what was already living in you that you didn't know until you went into this? That's part of literally accessing your unconscious through sensation. That's the beauty of somatic work. You get to see what's already living there when you pause and give it room to come up and speak to you. I love this pattern I was hearing about merging and softness. When these spaces can come together, when they can live together, when they can connect and relate to each other, a softness often forms because there's an inner relationship happening. Like I was saying earlier, there's a self-regulation, which as I see it is co-regulation between the witnesser and the body. So these places inside start to settle because we're with them. They're not alone anymore. They don't have to numb out. They can finally be seen. It's really like a child unfurling for you in the middle of the night, crying from a nightmare, and you go in and hold them. That's what we're doing here. A few of you said more unpleasant sensation or bigger sensation. That's also what happens when this unfurls. When you have stress and trauma, the body packages that literally like a package into parts of our tissues and joints and muscles and organs. It lives in us like a dormant seed. And when we pause and go into this, it awakens. And sometimes it's a lot of potent, compacted energy that hasn't been felt ever since the experience. And initially can be very unpleasant. It can feel like a panic attack is coming on. And when you learn how to be with that in your body, and the pillows are really helpful for that, it's like a wave that crests and falls and merges back with the sea. Whereas what usually happens is it builds up and we panic. The witnesser loses its ability to witness and emerges with the panic, right? It becomes the panic. And then you're literally absorbed by panic and there's no way out. When we're able to witness somatically, like we're doing here, we can witness the panic and actually facilitate it to soften back into us just through a practice like this, like pendulation. Again, pendulation is this practice of finding a place in me that's stressed, a place in me that's not, or that's less stressed. And that second place becomes a resource and you swing between the two and the body starts to do this merging, this integration that we're hearing so many people report that they're feeling in this session. So really just pausing to feel that, to catch up to what I'm saying, to even catch up to what you're experiencing in a somatic way, a way that's a little less cognitive. What I'd love to do is a really short demo. And I mean like 7 minutes. I'm going to ask you to DM Marika in a moment. I'm going to explain what it is. Those of you who are doing this practice right now with us, who are feeling numb, who are unable to feel their body, who are confused in this, please DM Marika. She's going to look through them, just write her 2 or 3 sentences of what you're experiencing. She'll pick someone. And I'm only going to do somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes. So it could literally just be 5 minutes. It might go to 10. And we're not doing a demo to resolve this. We're doing a demo just to learn more. So you're also, you know, consenting to helping teach just by your own body. So if that feels like you have capacity for that, you'd like to do that, DM Marika, she'll pick someone. And then we'll do a brief demo so you can see me working with someone and get more of an understanding of how to do this yourself or with another, you know, somatic therapist if you get to that place of freeze. What I want to say in the meantime, as Marika is doing this, is our 6-week course is coming up on May 8th and registration closes on Thursday in 2 days. If you want to learn a lot of the techniques behind what I'm doing with you right now, it's an excellent way to do it. Otherwise, or in addition, every month we do a free meeting like this. One is an addiction circle, one is a somatic drop-in. You can just keep coming every month. You'll learn so much by the end of the year. So whatever's in your capacity, financially, emotionally, time-wise, there are those options. And I'm just going to drop that into the chat right now to everyone. So you have the link to learn more about the course and register if you're interested. Do we have someone, Marika?
Yeah, I was going to have Ray Nelson, which I can't find. I'm off mute, I guess. And then,
yeah, Ray, you can come off mute and talk.
Hey, my name's Ray. Hello.
Hey, there you are.
And I'm sorry, there's somebody mowing the lawn outside, so I really hope that it's not picking that up, but it's been very distracting, which might be why this is so difficult right now.
That's fine. And it's okay if it picks it up, I will survive that. okay, Marika, can you spotlight us? Oh, Ari is cool. So everyone, again, notice your capacity for a moment because we're about to do a demo. So see what it's like in your body. What do you need to support you to watch and take this in? Okay. The first thing I want to ask you, Ray, is just how does it feel to be present on camera and settling in with me? What's happening in your body?
Well, I just looked at the number of people who are here, so I just have a little spike of anxiety. But besides that, I'm comfortable. I'm a little anxious, but I'm comfortable.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, I'm here with you, and if you want to just attune to us, you can try that and forget the number. What I'm curious about is what was your experience in that practice that made you want to do a demo? What was happening or not happening?
I noticed that I was unable to really isolate one feeling or the other. Like it was maybe for a millisecond, I would be like, oh yeah, it feels good. And then it would just go away. And I would be like, okay, I really know what the bad feels like because that feels bad and it's so much heavier, it has so much more gravity. But then I would just barely be able to get back to where it was feeling good in my head. And then it would just pull me right back down. So I was kind of stuck in this like tug of war where I couldn't land on one or the other. And when I landed on the yucky, I was like, I don't like that. So get away. So then it was either numb or just for a fraction of a second, comfort or pleasant.
Okay. So let's everyone try this with us. Cause you'll learn this, even if you're not having this experience, what I'm about to do with Ray, you'll learn this. So tell me what it's like. Do you have a pillow near you?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put a pillow over your belly first. We're just going to take a moment to really somatically experience the pillow and give a little pressure with your hands, like a little hug. And I just first want to know how your body relates to the pillow.
I guess, am I supposed to be putting a lot of pressure? Or
you tell me, you do whatever feels intuitive, whatever feels good to your body.
It feels like something has met it. Like it feels incorporative, like I get to have something to mold to it.
I love that. Let's really just pause and settle into that together. Something has met it. So take your time and tell me more about the something. What part of your body? What's the sensation?
So because it's on my stomach, I can feel I've managed to get my elbows kind of around it as well. So it's kind of hugging me. So I can feel, it almost feels like it's filling it out in a way. Like if I was a liquid, I'd be feeling the crevices and it's just kind of settling in.
Beautiful. So let's just feel that settling. And Ray is spot on with this. The pillow creates a container. Literally, parts of us can spill over into it. It's really nice. So I like how you're saying this, filling it. That makes a lot of sense to me. So let's just see what it's like to just really stay with nurturing that filling in, this place being more sensationally alive than it was. Like you can really feel it more with that pillow there. Just see what happens next. How does the rest of your body start relating to this place with the pillow over it?
This is going to sound abstract, but like spaghetti noodles, I guess, like my legs and my shoulders almost feel like haphazard, like they're missing out on the feeling. They want that sensation too. Like,
ooh, I love that.
Person to wrap themselves around me, I would gratefully accept.
Right? Yeah. So let's see what it is. So I'm going to ask you to play with that. So that could look like getting another pillow and wrapping it around your legs, or moving that one down and giving them a little hug. Tell me what would feel better.
I'll move that pillow down.
Nice. So how do those legs respond to that same kind of wrapping and pressure with the pillow?
Wow, almost immediate relaxation. I have a chronic hip and a hip disorder, so my bones are all twisted. And it's really difficult to get relief in that area, but I didn't even have to try. I didn't have to stretch. It hurts because it's rarely ever relaxed, but it's like jello. It just immediately relaxed. That is wild.
Let's just settle. Let's just indulge in the jello for a moment. Again, everyone notice the same. Move the pillow to different parts of your body. Really notice your legs. And just see how your body responds to the pillow. Not how should it, but how does it? And you tell me what it's like as you settle into that jello. What happens next?
Almost a creeping of anxiety, just not knowing. Or knowing that this has to be obtained and is not just present.
Now, this is great. This is great because you're also teaching us something here. When you leave your body for concept, anxiety came up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's just, not that it's wrong, but let's just notice the difference. When you're with it, it's like cello. When the thought comes in, like, I shouldn't have to obtain this. I wish this was just my natural state. All these things that come in, anxiety. So the body's having a response to the thoughts. Let's just notice that together and let it. We're not going to stop the thoughts, but let's feel the anxiety. And then let's pendulate that to the jello. Let them speak to each other a bit. Can you tell me where that goes?
The same tug of war, but much lighter. It's not quite, it doesn't feel like whiplash. It feels like a gentle passing.
Let's stay with that. And see in that gentle passing if any movement emerges, whether it's the legs or the place that had anxiety or any part of your body that wants to move or stretch or not. You tell me.
Shoulders relaxed naturally, and I felt a pretty strong urge to take a deep breath.
Beautiful awareness. And you're doing the thing. You're being the witnesser. You're watching your body do this. You're not making it. Big difference. Yeah, you just see what it does next with his breaths and how that feels in your body.
My legs want to stretch. That's wild. I didn't think about it, didn't question it, just did it.
Yeah, you're just watching them do their thing. So see what it's like when you stretch your legs. What happens there?
It's like a glass of ice cold water on a blazing hot day. It was just relief, just full body. What a weird sensation to witness my body doing something that it wants to do.
I want everyone to hear that. Witnessing something my body wants to do. That's really wise. This is the relational model instead of the dominating one. I'm not forcing my body to relax. I'm pausing, sitting with it, and waiting to see what it wants to do. and just seeing what that feels like to just watch this amazing body process whatever is going on for you, right? We have another minute, so let's just take that whole minute together and see if anything else emerges.
Even just being more aware, I'm starting to recognize pieces of my body that are still tense. So like my lower back just released. I didn't ask it to, wasn't paying attention to it. But as soon as you said, let's just sit with it and see what comes up. It's like the physical form just kind of took over and said, this is what needs to happen right now. I'm going to do it. And just did it.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous. Gorgeous, my friend. Do you feel okay if we just settle and land with that for now?
Absolutely.
Thank you. It was really beautiful.
Thank you.
And anyone that wants to put up some emojis of gratitude for Ray, some people are already doing it. I just feel so grateful when someone shares their nervous system with us. It's very intimate. What was so important about that demo for me is the reality I've come to experience and witness in thousands of people by now. Is the body processes for you. I can't say that enough. I know I'm not the only one in this room that has had so many experiences of thinking I have to do the work all the time to heal myself. I have to process all my trauma. I have to go into all the events. I have to unearth what is forgotten. That's a linear concept. The body doesn't work with time as we've constructed it. It works with land time, like sun cycles, moon cycles, weather, seasons. That's how the body works with time. Okay. So there's two reasons I'm saying that. There isn't this place of like, I get there when I put in so many hours of work. It doesn't work that way. It gets there instantly. Like we just saw Ray get there within minutes. And it will leave. And it will come back. And the peace will leave. And it will come back. It will be a constant dance of stress and peace until we die. What changes with this practice is we start to listen to the stress and the peace simultaneously, and they merge and they work themselves out inside of us just because we witness. What we tend to do when we don't know how to witness or even know that we can is we dissociate. Food, sex, porn, money, drugs, whatever it is, television, work, Instagram, whatever it is. This thing comes into our life that perfectly, it's called autoregulation. It distracts us from our bodies. So we get a soothing response and we get a distraction from this place that's kind of calling out to be seen. When we learn to not distract, but come to the place we're being called inside of ourselves, it merges and it starts processing because the body knows how to process trauma. So it's quite couture. You know, you just kind of settle into your body and it does it all for you. It really does it all for you. And we heard Ray say so many times, wow, it's amazing to watch my body do this. That's very different from telling your body what to do. It's very different than judging your body for what it's doing, wishing it was doing something different. It just does exactly what it needs when we learn how to sit with it. Now we have 8 minutes. We have a lot of people. So we're going to do our best. If you can raise your hand and just like we did with the check-ins, whether it's a question or something that's alive for you that you realized in this, just 30 seconds, as brief as you can be. And you can also write to Marika. We're going to go over a couple minutes probably. I'll spend maybe 2 or 3 people can use their voice and then we'll go to Marika for the rest. So Star, go ahead.
I felt this was a lot gentler than I realized. It's like a feather landing on me or like pushing like a balloon, you know, it's just so gentle and it's always felt so difficult, which is really interesting. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much. That's a beautiful way to describe it. Jennifer.
Yeah, it was interesting. I feel like my body was just asking me to like get up and move and dance and stretch. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know that that's what you wanted or needed. And So after this, I'm going to go dance in the next room for 10 minutes and see what comes of that.
That's awesome. Big Birdie.
I was curious why, no matter how many times I try to attempt this by myself, I seemingly can't. I go into overwhelm and I get taken over sometimes for hours, for days, for weeks. But with you guys, whoa.
I'm so glad you presenced that, because one of the biggest hurdles of this work is sometimes we need co-regulators. Sometimes we need a community, because it builds your capacity. And that's why we do these. That's why we do group work and other capacities too. Because I found, from being a therapist in private practice for a long time, people moved through trauma so much quicker in groups than they did one-on-one with me, because they just needed more capacity, more witnessing. So I thank you for saying that, because it reminds us there's nothing wrong with having a hard time when you're alone doing this. It's the hardest thing to do, being alone doing this. Possible, but very difficult. So I'm glad that moved through for you. I'm just going to, you can keep your hands up, everybody. I'm just going to move to Marika for a moment. Is there anything you want to presence in the chat, Marika?
How can you use this practice in when you're in a stressful situation, like you have like an angry spouse, for example?
Yeah, so pendulation is really cool. As you start to practice it more, it becomes an outer inner as well. So I always let my body take me to my own experience and I teach from there. So 2 years ago, I'm thinking of my grandfather's death. I'm there at his bed. He has died. I'm really okay with death. And my father said something like, you know, they're going to take his body out of the room now. I don't think you should watch this. And him saying that sent ripples through my body. I got so scared for a second. So right as they were about to do this, I did pendulation. I noticed that my legs, which I had lost, because when the activation happens, you don't feel your legs. So I lost sensation, felt my legs, looked around the room to what in the room was safe. I saw the sun coming in. I felt the air on my skin. And I had this capacity, a softening, a space in me to witness him be taken away without it being overwhelming for my body. You can use that in any experience, because if you're in a situation where like someone's screaming at me, someone's hitting me, someone's chasing me, let's say, we still need to orient to our safety once we survive the situation so we don't get traumatized. So once you're out of the situation or it's over, even for 5 minutes, you have this moment to soften and the capacity gets to build, and then your body processes that stressful situation with the spouse or whatever the example is.
Then there was a couple of things about, somebody said, I feel a need to curl up with myself and let sleep take over. Shall I let sleep take over? And I had a couple other people talking about, why do I want to sleep so much after doing stuff like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the desire to sleep, and I'll even take away the desire, but the need to sleep. I want us to think about trauma. Like I said earlier, it's a propellant inside of us. It's a lot of life force. It's really creative energy, actually. It's the same thing that creates art and dance and beautiful things in the world. But it's this energy that gets stuck inside of us. And the stuckness is what makes it trauma instead of joy or creativity or something beautiful. It becomes overwhelming. And then we get traumatized systems, okay? In that state of being traumatized, which can go on for a lifetime, we're talking decades, 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 your body is working overtime to stay vigilant because it's expecting threat to happen and it's remembering when threat happened. So it's not able to attune to the present experience of safety. It's only expecting threat to happen or remembering what did happen. So it's living in a reverberation, an echo of what was, and an expectation of what will. And in that, the body is constricted and working overtime to keep you in protective mode. When you do work like this, a practice like this, and that softens, you have finally released that overtime and your body is exhausted. And the next repair is the sleep, is the deep breathing, is the canceling the thing you had to do and laying there staring at the wall. That's a huge part of healing trauma, is staring at the wall and falling asleep, not doing, doing, doing. So it's such a healthy response and one that I strongly encourage you to follow if you're able to. And it's different than dissociative sleeping, which is when we sleep to avoid the sensations. When you go into the sensations and they resolve in you and then you're tired, gorgeous. When you feel anxiety and you reflexively go to sleep and you sleep 14 hours, that's a trauma response. Not good or bad, just a trauma response. So I just want us to know there is a difference. And over time, when you practice, you'll feel that difference. Let's do one more, Marika.
Well, I answered this one, but I think it's a good one to ask. Is it wrong to use another person to help you regulate? Does it cause codependency?
You give your answer, then I'll give mine.
Well, I had just said that it's not wrong to use another person, especially if they understand regulation. And how I understand codependency is it's if you're completely unable to move forward or heal without that person, right? So
that's right.
I don't think it causes codependency.
That's right. That's right. This is great. And while I do this, maybe you can put the donation link for anyone that wants to donate to this. This is by donation only. You don't have to, but you can. And it goes toward the projects that we do all through the year. So this is great. Let's close on this. Co-regulation, codependence. They are very different things. Co-regulation means my body finds safety with your body. It means my body starts grounding with your body. When I walk away from your body, I have access to that safety. I tend to it. I nurture it. I build it. Co-regulation also means I already feel fine. I feel safe. I feel deep. I feel gooey. And I bring that to you and we share it and we build on it. So that's co-regulation. Codependence is I can't feel fine unless your body's in front of me. When I walk away, it is unsustainable. It doesn't last. It quickly goes away. I can't tend to the flame of safety in myself. I need your body to do that. One is codependence. My body is dependent and desperate on yours to feel safe. Co-regulation, I know the safety is mine. I feel it in me. It builds with you, right? So one is super empowering and very generous. We can share it. And the other one is very disempowering because we actually believe. And sometimes the body has to practice this. It's beyond a belief. It's actually a capacity piece. But the body has to practice feeling safe with itself so that when it's with other people, it builds on the safety instead of thinking the safety lives in the other people. That's when you start getting manipulated by people, getting into situations that don't work for you, fawning. All that comes from codependent somatic structures and relationships and expressions. So let's just take a minute just to ground together, just to pause and breathe and just see what came up here for you. What's the piece you got out of this? What'd you learn? What'd you learn from your body? That's much more interesting than what I said. Like, what'd your body say? What'd your body show you is possible today? What did it teach you or what did it unlearn? Really being with that, tending that. And actually, because of the way this worked out, I think our next addiction circle is in only 2 weeks or something. So you can look on our website, everything's there. And you can join us there for free, where we talk about everything about addiction. It's not just substances, but addictive mechanisms, which again is just a result of not knowing how to feel safe in yourself. It's that innocent. Okay. So if you want to, you can unmute and say goodbye. Thank you for a beautiful session. Thank you, Marika. We'll see you soon. So that's the end of today's episode. Notice where you feel the episode inside of your body. Those sensations, those expressions, that's how your body speaks to you. Sit with it, be with it, and let whatever wants to come up, come up. Because all the wisdom you're looking for is right there in those sensations. If you want to go deeper into these practices or find more information about my work, please visit holisticlifenavigation.com. I'll see you next time.